Unit 1. Who cares? Page 13.
Life in a jar. She takes the crying baby into her arms, turns her back on the hysterical mother, and walks off into the night. If she's caught, she and the baby will die. Promise me my child will live, the mother cries desperately after her. She turns for a moment. I can't promise that, but I can promise that if he stays with you, he will die. Irena Sendler saw this image in her dreams countless times over the years and heard the children's cries as they were pulled from their mother's arms. To the children, she seemed heartless. In truth, she was their only hope. During the last 3 months before the destruction of the Warsaw Ghetto, Irena and her team of helpers smuggled out 2,500 children and found a home for each one. Each child was given a new name and a new identity as a Christian, but Irena did all she could to ensure that her children would have a future as part of their own people. She listed the real name and new identity of every rescued child on thin papers, hid the lists in glass jars, and buried them under an apple tree in a friend's backyard, hoping to reunite the children with their families after the war. Yet Irena saw herself as anything but a hero. I only did what was normal. I could have done more, she said. Irena's story was virtually unknown until 1999, when four high school girls in Kansas, USA, discovered her while looking for a subject for a History Day competition. Their teacher, Norm Connard, had given them a short paragraph about Irena from a news magazine story entitled The Other Schindlers. Connard thought the numbers must be mistaken. Schindler, who was so famous, had rescued 1,000 Jews. How could this woman, who no one had ever heard of, have rescued 2,500 children? Connard encouraged the girls to investigate. To their surprise, they discovered that Irena was still alive, 90 years old, and living in Warsaw. The girls collected details of Irena's life, which they made into a short play, Life in a Jar. The daughter of a physician, Irena was raised to respect and love all people. Many of her father's patients were poor Jews. When a typhus epidemic broke out in 1917, he was the only doctor who stayed in the area, and he became ill. His dying words to 7-year-old Irena were, "If you see someone drowning, you must jump in and try to save them, even if you don't know how to swim." During World War II, Irena joined Zagora, the Council for Aid to Jews. Obtaining a pass to enter the Warsaw Ghetto, she smuggled in food, medicine, and clothing. But it was not enough. Over 450,000 Jews had been forced into a small area, and 5,000 were dying each month. Irena decided that the most she could do was try to save the children. In 1942, she was put in charge of the Children's Division of Zagora, and she and her team organized to smuggle as many children out of the ghetto as possible. The hardest part was convincing the parents to part with their children. Many parents would ask her why they should trust her. "You shouldn't trust me," she would agree, "but there's nothing else you can do." The second biggest challenge was finding Polish families. Every family found hiding a Jew faced a penalty of death. Then there was the problem of smuggling the children out of the ghetto. Small children were drugged to keep them from crying and hidden inside sacks, boxes, or coffins. Older children, who could pretend to be ill, were taken out in ambulances. Others were smuggled through sewers or underground tunnels. For 2 years, Irena's secret operations were successful. Then, in October 1943, the Gestapo caught up with her. Although she was arrested and tortured, Irena refused to betray any of her helpers or to reveal the children's hiding places. She was sentenced to death by firing squad, but Zagora had bribed one of the German guards, who helped her escape at the last moment. Irena spent the rest of the war in hiding, much like the children she had saved. After the war, Irena continued her life quietly, until the discovery by the Kansas teenagers brought her to public attention. In 2007, she was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Irena Sendler passed away on May 12, 2008. In April 2009, her story was aired in a television film, The Courageous Heart of Irena Sendler.